One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. That is right. This is Discarder Radio. I am joined in the studio with Editor-in-Chief JCG. How is it going?
It's going great. Just in my first ever Fun Drive phone shift.
Excellent. Shift. I've done that twice so far, and it is exciting when the phone rings.
I botched it pretty bad, actually. I didn't know we had a script, and so I ended up just kind of like mumbling, and then I handed the phone off to someone more competent.
It was cute. I thought it was a cute moment.
Right on. All right. Thanks. So for those of you who do not know out there, and if you don't know, pity you for not listening to our lovely radio station since last Thursday. We are on Fun Drive 2014 week, which is essentially that one time, that one week in the entire year when CITR asks you to support your local independent radio station, where we show so much love to all the independent artists out there. And we definitely deserve a hug and a kiss and some money in return. So let's get started. Let's play some music and come back to you with Jonathan Q, who's going to talk about why local music is such an important part of CITR. Let's start with some Roll Mock here on CITR. This is Othello Tunnels. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Fun Drive 2014. We're trying to raise $35,000. We're, I believe, at $15,000. Let's do this, Vancouver. Call in at 604-822-8648. That is 604-UBC unit. And donate to Discarder Radio. Even $5 will do. Skip that cup of Starbucks. Skip that beer. Actually, don't skip the beer. Just skip the Starbucks.
Just skip the next couple of Starbucks.
All right. Roll Mock on Discarder Radio. Fun Drive 2014. Thank you.
is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is DJ CJ, and you are listening to Discorder Radio, the online excellent baby version of Discorder Magazine, who is now, or Rich is now, 30 years old. I guess we're in our 31st year, right? Editor-in-chief JC Gibb.
Yeah, I think the official word is that we've been supporting the community for over 30 years, so I think you're kind of just like in that gray area right now. It's like, yeah, it's over 30, but it's under 40.
Excellent. 30 is the golden years, some would argue.
Dirty 30s.
I like it. So basically, we here at Discorder Magazine have been supporting the Vancouver community since 1983. And every year, CITR 101.9 holds an annual fundraiser called Fund Drive, where we try to get our listeners and supporters and friends and family to donate as much as they can or as much as they're comfortable with to our lovely radio station. This year, we are essentially trying to raise money to pay for our move into the new student union building at the UBC, and basically, JC, why don't you just read out some of the Fund Drive pledges that people can get prizes for?
Well, CJ, for our lucky pledgers this Fund Drive season, for $30, we can get a Friends of CITR card. And I'm going to stop doing this game show host because it's
I'm going to keep going.
For $60, you get a Friends of CITR card and a Get Moving mug. Good for holding coffee, water, brandy. For $101.90, you can get a Friends of CITR card, a Get Moving mug again, and also Rad Socks. I can't remember what Rad Socks stands for.
Radio Society.
Thank you, John Q.
Radio Society, Rad Socks. For $175, it's the previously mentioned stuff, and then also a hoodie as well, CITR hoodie. For $250, it's two Friends of CITR cards, mug, the Rad Socks hoodie, and a t-shirt. $500, it's basically double that, except for the hoodie and t-shirt. $750, double everything prize pack, and the exclamation mark is included. And then for $1,000, it's double everything prize pack, and then each donor will be listed on a cassette tape on a donor wall in the new station, in the new sub when we move in.
Additionally, we have a variety of other assorted prizes, a ton of CDs for $5, DVDs, books, ticket giveaways. So keep your ears open.
Yes.
And you'll be hearing about a lot of stuff.
My favorite is actually the Friends of CITR card, because listeners, for those of you who don't know, Friends of CITR card is a discount card where you can get up to 10 to 15% off of your various purchases around town, including Audiopile, Beat Street Records, Bone Rattle Music, High Life, Neptune, Prussian Music, Red Cat Records, and a whole bunch of other things, not just music, but skate shops, clothing stores, food, music, books, you name it. Like, we've got discounts, and we're friends with pretty much the entire local community. It's excellent.
It's a lot of the cool businesses.
The cool businesses. All right. So let's chat with Jonathan Q right now. He is our local music coordinator. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to Discorder Radio.
Hi.
So curt. So tell us, Discorder has been around for 30 years. You've been here for less than half of that in your lifetime.
On this earth, yes. But you know, I may have been somewhere else before that.
Very true. You might have been like reincarnation of somebody else. But tell us, what do you think about the local music community, and why do you think it's so important for people to support it?
What do you guys think?
This is not a psychoanalytic session. I'm asking you.
On the second point, I feel it's very important to support community stations like CITR, because they give students who at their point in life, students, and of course community members too, but students, a thorough line into their local culture, into their city's culture. And I feel so many people nowadays, or well, that's a broad generalization, but a lot of students in particular, are under the impression that culture is some rarefied thing that exists, like you go on a field trip or you go on vacation to experience culture, when the fact of it is that culture is being produced in the city right now, every day.
And we are culture.
JC. Well, I mean, we're low culture, but this show right now. But CITR is simply one of those ways to discover what is being made right now, what is being made in reaction to a lot of things, like a lot of political trends that we've seen, a lot of urban restructuring that's particularly pertinent in Vancouver. Like these, like it's important to have a grasp on what's happening in one's home. And I feel music, the local music scene, is particularly valuable in helping us define space, like help us carve out these niches in the community where we can actually produce things, where we can actually produce art, and we don't just, you know, have condominiums.
I actually couldn't have said it better. Like, this is the reason why we get students who are studying philosophy on our show, because they...
I'm actually a literature major.
I was about to say, I didn't know that you were a philosophy student, but I guess that makes sense.
No, yeah, either way, what I mean is, once you get students who are studying, like, high funda stuff, it's really interesting to you know, like, get them to elucidate their points of view. So, is that the right word? Probably not.
Yeah,
either way,
for sure. It's also, you know, I mean, like,
let's...
Music is really good, guys. I don't know if you know this, but...
Music is really good,
guys. If you
heard
an album recently, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
See, so, to kind of add to, like, what Jonathan's saying, like, yeah, like, I've never been able to, like, encapsulate in words like Jonathan just did, but, you know, like, even just, like, for myself, for example, when I started getting involved with Discorder, I guess it was, like, 3.5 years ago, I just wanted to, like, learn more about, like, the music community. And, you know, like, as a part of it, like, now, like, I make part of my livelihood off of, like, this magazine, like, the people you get to meet, and, like, you know, going to the Fox Cabaret soft opening on the weekend, like, just being able to, like, be a part of this community that you otherwise would overlook. I think that's a huge part of CITR.
Absolutely. I love it. It's got international appeal. speaking of international appeal, let's play some Shilohs, get some music in this house, and come back with some more chatting about FunDrive 2014. Call 604-822-8648 if you appreciate this conversation about local music. We'll be right back. and welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. If you are online, go check out our website and click on the donate button because it is time for Fun Drive 2014. That time, lovely time of the year, that 1 week in the entire year when CITR, your local independent radio station, asks you to support us and help us raise some money. This year, we are asking you to help us raise money for our move to the new Student Union Building, where we will have an excellent new radio station that is being built for us, and we'll have some very nice new equipment that I and Robin here, the program manager, have helped to install. And exciting times. We've got to pay for all this stuff, so you can help. Even $5 off that Starbucks can help us move.
As they say, you have to spend money to make quality community-based radio.
Clearly, that's what the people at Madison Avenue thought. Spend money to make quality community radio.
Yeah.
But that's true. You got to spend money to get art. So, JC, let's talk a bit about what the local community or the bands themselves think about us.
It's interesting. Yeah, I came to the position 6 months ago, and a lot of the features, some of them come from contributors pitching ideas, like they know people in bands. But a lot of it also just comes from me just trying to find who has a release date coming out the next month and, trying to line something up. And to my knowledge, that I can think of, I've never had a band say no. we'd love to feature in the next issue. It's never been anything but positive. Yeah, that sounds great. Or we love Discorder. And so I think that's just a really good, it's a testament to the work that we're doing, and kind of shows that, it does have a farther reach. Discord is based out of UBC, but, we're distributed all across the Lower Mainland. And I think that reputation, it has a farther reach than we think.
Absolutely. And speaking of UBC, Wade, my co-host, who is currently traveling in across Europe somewhere, him and I, we went to Kaloha, the Kaloha Music Festival in Kelowna, BC, and we had a chance to chat with the Zolas, of all people, and they talked about their experiences at UBC, and here is their thoughts on Discorder Magazine.
Okay, we're with Discorder Magazine. I saw your eyes light up behind those glasses. If you could elaborate, please, that'd be greatly appreciated.
The thing is, you only really go to one or two schools in your life, and Tom and I went to UBC, and so there's a thing, when you get interviewed by other university newspapers, it's great, it's exciting to get press, but it's just another school newspaper. But when it's your school newspaper, it's the one that you read about all the bands that you always loved and looked at the schedule to see who was coming to town. And
somehow I feel like Discorder was tougher too.
Discorder was
tougher on bands. It wasn't total fluff pieces about whatever band was coming to the school.
Totally. So. It was definitely more judgmental. and the covers were always nicer than any other school magazine.
That is true. The covers were always nicer than any other magazine. Exclaim, beat that.
I love the cover. Love the cover this month.
And right, so there you go. Like the Zolas themselves said, we don't do fluff pieces. We do serious independent journalism.
I like the part where they said that Discorder is more judgmental. I like that part.
Very true. We are. We're tough, We've got strong opinions. Like your editor's note states for this month in March issue. Congratulations, by the way. The Discorder Magazine has just released its second new format issue, which is a March issue. And this is, of course, in our 31st year of publication, which is absolutely fantastic when you think about it. And we are, of course, in the process of digitizing our entire past collection, which this fund drive money will help to do as well. So for those of you who'd love to help Discorder Magazine digitize its previous issues for the past 31 years, please help us and call 604-822-8648, which spells out to 604-UBC-UNIT, UNIT. And you can pledge right straight to Discorder Radio, DJ CJ. So do help us out. We are trying to raise a whole bunch of money. Our goal is $35,000, and I believe we're at 15 or... We're at $16,570.8.
I think it might have even gone up.
Oh, excellent.
I think about it.
Party time. Right. So help us break $17,000 and donate a ton of money, which is very excellent. $5 off that Starbucks will help us. All right. So let's continue what our conversation about what bands think of CITR. Let's hear a bit about what Hannah Epperson herself thinks of her time at UBC and her experiences with the local community. This is Hannah Epperson talking to us here on Discord Radio back last year.
But let's go back to sort of the beginning of how you became introduced to us. So Rifflandia weekend, with CJ and I, who's proudly wearing his Rifflandia t-shirt.
Oh,
CJ, were you wearing that just because she's coming in today?
Of course.
That looks dang good, awesome, sir.
Nice. So we were trying to get some interviews, setting up some interviews ahead of time, and we were fortunate to get to talk to the Mounties and Hot Hot Heat, Gay 90s, a few other bands. We were hoping to chat with you, but you and I were like passing ships in the night on the ferry.
Classic.
So it didn't get to happen. Although, if I can just read a little something. So why I really wanted to have you on the show is because I find your emails incredibly entertaining. Either you're a very good writer, very good communicator, but I'm just going to read this on the air right now.
Oh,
so
no.
This was the second or third email that Hannah and I had back and forth. Hi, Wade. I trust your time at Rifflandia was a total riot. My social media feeds were being inundated all weekend long with epic stories and incredible photos. What a shame to have missed it. And so, too, did I miss you and your hat-waving hellos in passing on the ferry. I had the misfortune of having a cup of boiling water spilled down my cast. Yes, I have a broken leg. So I was busy entertaining a very flustered paramedic who was busy treating secondary burns on my calf. I'm a walking lesson in slapstick comedy, Wade. Now you know.
Yeah, so. that was quite the series of misfortunate events. But I'm on the mend.
Nice, no cast.
Yeah, the actually it ended up being a third degree burn, so I had to take the cast off because it was well, I won't go into the gory details. I know wow. Halloween is right around the corner, but we don't need to get into the gory details yet.
Well, it says in your email it was second degree burns, so they've been upgraded to third degree burns.
Yeah, that's right.
So you became introduced to us that way, and then never got a chance to actually to meet until now. But great to have you in here. And you said this was kind of a big return for you to UBC.
Yeah.
So tell us, you were a UBC student. When, where, what program?
I started my studies in 2005, and actually didn't graduate until 2012. I took a very long hiatus.
Scenic route.
Lived in Berlin for a year. That's kind of where I started playing music, actually. Met some interesting characters, but spent a lot of time alone playing violin under derelict bridges and learning how to use a loop pedal, which was has served me very well, as it turns out.
So is this where your foray into the violin began? Was in Berlin?
Certainly the solo venture as Hannah Epperson. I've played violin since I was five or six. It's a very musical family. But I certainly didn't mean to pursue a trajectory in music. I was completely convinced I was going to pursue a Rhodes Scholarship and be working at Oxford. So it's really cool to be here at UBC talking about music.
Nice.
Of all things.
And what course were you taking here at UBC?
I graduated from the Human Geography Department, which is so awesome. So awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Truly amazing experience.
And that was Hannah Epperson talking to us on Discord Radio a while back with Wade Jordan, my co-host. Let's play a track by Hannah Epperson and come back. This is Shadowless on Discord Radio.
Anyway. independent radio station at odds against major broadcasting corporations.
I want CITR.
Dead.
I want CITR.
His family. Dead.
I want a radio station.
Burnt to the ground. I want to go to
Vancouver, BC.
I want to piss out his ashes.
Was given an opportunity they thought they would never get.
It's UBC. It says here that they want to give us a new radio station.
But they were up against one major problem.
How are we going to pay to move all our stuff into the new radio station?
CITR Radio presents the 2014 Fund Drive, a heartwarming story of compassion and generosity in which listeners like you donate to help support the station you love.
I just donated and it felt awesome.
For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
On Thursday, March 6th, Timber Concerts and CITR present Angel Olsen and special guest Sean Nugent at the Media Club to support her latest release, Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to angelolsen.com.
And welcome back to CITR here on Discorder Radio. No, the other way around. Welcome to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. It is that one week of the year where CITR asks you to help us out with your cash money and donate. A little bit goes a long way. It is our fund drive week, that one time in the year where we ask you to support us. Call us at 604-822-8648. And help us out here on Discorder Radio. We need to raise $500 on this show. I'm not going to do it without you, so please help us out. The station itself has to raise $35,000. Oh my GBGBs. We are at 16,570. We've got a long way to go, so please call us. I just did the math. For $101.9, you can get... JC, tell us what you get. You get a Friends of CITR card, you get a mug.
And you also get our Radio Society Rad Socks. Rad Sock, Rad Socks.
Rad Sock, Rad Socks. And do you get anything else?
No, it's the Friends of CITR card, the Get Movie Mug, and the Rad Sock, Rad Socks.
Fantastic. So, think about this. I just did the math, and I'm telling you, I'm not good at math, but I did this. For $101.9... that you donate to us, that is essentially 28 cents a year. 28 cents. Wait, that doesn't make sense, does it?
It'd be like 30 cents?
Yes. Well, it's 27, 0 point. Anyway, dude.
It's not a lot, donate.
For basically 28 cents a year, you can support our station if you donate $101.9. And, I might be getting that math wrong. I feel it's wrong. I have inherent like insight on math. Either way,
thankfully, the majority of the population is terrible at math, and so.
But
I think
either way, that does not mean our station is bad at math. Our station manager Brenda Grinnell has a degree in business management, so she knows what she is doing, and she is counting the money as it comes in. Right now, we are at 16,570. We need to get to $35,000, and you can call us at 604-822-8648. Let's listen to another band that Wade interviewed, who talks about the importance of the local independent community. This is Tom Towers from Five Alarm Funk.
So, going back to what we were saying before about the Vancouver music scene starting 10 years ago, how, in your opinion, has the Vancouver independent music scene changed from the time that you guys first got together way back a decade ago to nowadays?
Well, you know, we started playing with some local acts, you know, that got more popular over the years, and it's been really nice to see the amount of talent that's been coming out of Vancouver just take off, you know, and, you know, performing with, like, Hey Ocean and being acquaintances with certain bands, like Mother Mother's also. There's just, like, friends of friends, and it's just this really tightly knit community, and it's been pretty nice to see it grow. I mean, certain members of our band, like Teo, he's really just, he's everyone's buddy. And sort of watching this community through him almost in some ways is like, it's pretty awesome. And over the 10 years, I can't say I've seen like that much change because I am a bit of a homebody. So I get out to shows that I know and I do try to get out when I hear something that's new or up and coming, but I've just been blown away at how much amazing talent has come out of this place. And like you just said, like Hannah Emerson for the Peak Performance Project. And I just, yeah, like I'm saying, I remember hacky sacking around the clock tower with her just a couple of years ago. And it's, and you know.
We're very proud here at Discord Radio, here at the sub at UBC, that we can, you know, we're associated with the playground, so to speak, of where these up and coming future superstars got to, you know, literally play. Back in the day, hacky sack, and are now playing shows for thousands of fans, or even getting nominated for a Juno. Congratulations, by the way, on that.
Hey, cheers, man. That was such an amazing experience. Just being nominated and going and wearing a suit and walking down a carpet and having someone hand you a glass of champagne. You're like, okay, sure, why not? I wear a cape and a freaking clown wig, but whatever you say, yeah.
That was Tom Towers from Five Alarm Funk. Let's hear them rock it out on this track, Rock Out. We'll be back with JC Gibb talking about some of the tickets you can win for Fundrive 2014. Here's a track. Alright, that was a sample of some fantastic tracks by Five Alarm Funk. That was the album Voodoo Hairdo, and the track was called Rock Out. And for those of you who have not heard that interview that we did with Tom Towers from Five Alarm Funk, please do feel free to check it out on our Discord Radio SoundCloud page. And there's some excellent interviews there as well, including with Deep Seated, with Looks to Kill, with a whole bunch of other fantastic bands here in Vancouver that we invite on our lovely little community radio station up in the second floor of the Student Union Building here at UBC. And we are having a fun drive 2014, that one week in the year where we ask you to support us. Even $5 would help, but $35,000 would honestly help a lot more. So that one rich millionaire out there, if you're listening, you know, get your money out of your venture funds and get them here to CITR.
Do you ever wonder if any like millionaires listen to your show, CJ?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You wonder, or you know?
I know. Statistically, it's not improbable that a millionaire is listening.
Okay, so statistically, that one millionaire listening, or possibly more, donate to CITR.
However, we've kind of broken karma since we're talking about that person right now. But it's okay. Let's get back on track here, JC. So we just heard an interview with Tom Towers from Five Alarm Funk, and they put on a fantastic show, I remember, back last year at the Imperial Lounge in downtown Eastside. And it was a double show, and it was a fantastic event. I mean, and of course, CITR here gets some excellent tickets to some excellent shows around town. So, JC, why don't you tell us what are some of the prize tickets people can get if they donate to CITR.
I really wish there was some kind of like game show host music going on, like to them, like Price is Right. So, dun, 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 dun. Thank you, CJ. Well, for Fun Drive 2014 on air ticket giveaways, we have Cull Kid at the Fortune Sound Club on March 6th. Also on March 6th is Angel Olsen at the Media Club, which you just heard Eleanor talk about. On March 16th, this is perfect. On March 16th, we have the Bone Thugs and Harmony at Fortune Sound Club. And then April 10th, we have Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks at the Rickshaw. All of these tickets could be yours at the donation of $60 each. I should probably be clear about that. $60 gets you a pair of spots on the guest list.
How do you like my production work here?
It is amazing. I want to cry. It's so good.
I can't believe we might get... No, I'm not going to say the S word.
All this could be yours if you donate to Fun Drive 2014 on Discorder Radio.
All right. You heard that right. Thank you, Price is Right, on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. I do believe Brenda here is updating our Fun Drive total. We are at $16,967.70. Ken, listener, dear lovely listener, oh, I love you. Can you please help us break $17,000 right now? Because we are at $16,967.70.
To be honest, CJ, I hate numbers that don't have a lot of zeros in them. So that 16,967.70, it doesn't look good to me. I think we should make it at least an even 17,000.
Very true. All right. Let's give you the number, lovely listener. That the number is 604-822-8648. And that is also 604-UBC, UNIT, UNIT. And if you have been listening to CITR for many years and reading Discorder magazine for many years, you will know that Discorder Radio will love you very much if you donate. All right, let's hear a track from an artist that was featured in this month's issue of Discorder magazine. This is Noble Oak with a track called Blue Dream. Beautiful stuff here on Discorder Radio. 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, BC. And remember, you can also donate online at citr.ca. Thank you. All right, we are back here on CITR 101.9 FM. That lovely track you heard was by Noble Oak off the album Away, and is a track called Blue Dream. And Noble Oak, of course, I found out about him way before Discorder Magazine did. He is on Jellyfish Recordings, but he is excellently featured in this month's issue of Discorder Magazine, along with a whole bunch of other people. JCG, the editor-in-C of Discorder Magazine, please tell us, who are some of the other artists featured in this month's magazine?
Ah, it's so great. Okay, so we have our cover band, which is Dead Soft. They should have their debut album coming up, I think, next month. They just played a show with the Pack AD and Courtney's, which I heard was amazing.
Whoa, excellent lineup.
I know, right? They're also going to be playing at Tim the Mute's release party later this month as well. Who else do we have? We have Smash Boom Pow. We have Spring, formerly SSRIs. We also have the Shilohs and, well, Noble Oak, Rollmock. And then we also have coverage of the After Midnight EP, which is a collaboration between three different musicians. So
excellent.
Robust.
So much to do, so much to read, so much to see. And you can definitely check those out on the magazine and soon up on our website, as we like to delay the uploads so that people get a feel for the print quality of Discorder Magazine.
People love suspense, CJ.
People love suspense.
Love it.
All right. That's why they pay for House of Cards. All right. Excellent stuff. Speaking of collaboration, I had the lovely opportunity to speak with the hosts of Pancakes and Jam. For those of you who don't know, Pancakes and Jam is an excellent communal event happening every second Sunday, depending on the weather and the feelings and moods of the hosts, at 2nd and Ontario Street. So this is Benjamin, Shay, and Trina, and I had a chance to talk to them about fundraising for a community and about the strength of the local community in general. So here they are. Actually, that's where I heard about Pancakes and Jam, to be honest, was the Philippines fundraiser. A mutual friend of ours, Eddie Lam, you know, shared the event on Facebook, and I heard about it. And of course, Bogdan and Ivan and the whole Unified crew came on the show to chat about their show with Deep Seated, and they mentioned Pancakes and Jam. So that was amazing. Could you talk a bit more about how Pancakes and Jam for the Filipino fundraiser came about?
Well, we've done a number of fundraisers at different points. We did one earlier, like in the year, for St. James Music Academy, that's down on the downtown east side. And it's the entire experience, Pancakes and Jam, is really about community building. It's about bringing people together on a Sunday afternoon to share some food and celebrate with music. And this is really a celebration of life. And we're all pretty fortunate and lucky here. So we, you know, when we have the opportunity, we like to do something for others if we can. It's kind of harness the power of the community to do good where we can.
Actually, Ben, you should mention how powerful that community was. I don't know if you want to do the honors, but on the Philippine Typhoon fundraiser, we made $2,000, and then the government also matched that, which made it $4,000 in one afternoon.
That's beautiful. That's scary. Fantastic. Yeah. And do you know to which organization this is going to in particular, or is it just like a general sort of donation that the government is handing over to the Filipino government?
That was a donation that there was actually a specific fund that the Red Cross set up specifically for the typhoon. So we made the donation to the typhoon fund via the Red Cross.
That's great. Let's sort of end now with the community involvement in Pancakes and Jam and what you think about independent music in Vancouver coming together and just jamming it out. Trina, you want to give it a go?
I think that that's more a question for Ben and Shay. The music side of things, as I said, I'm just an enabler. I like to dance.
All right. Mm-hmm. I love to dance too. And I love to dance to everybody who is playing. There are guys from the Unified, from Kurapira, Eddie, of course. Could you name a few bands, Benj, who you recognize who've come on stage?
Well, we sometimes get Andrew Kim from W the Dublin shows up. We've got Devon Tukov, who's in members of Tempura Rasa. Some of the members of Five Alarm Funk occasionally come out. We've got the Kurapira, some of the Kurapira members that we said. It's a pretty wide range of the Vancouver bands that all show up. It's all word of mouth, so we don't really promote the event. We just let musicians invite their friends, and we encourage other people that come to spread the word to their friends. And we kind of
it's not limited specifically either to musicians or bands. Like, for example, a little girl, probably about 10, 8 years old, the other day was playing piano for the majority of the jam, and like, it was funny because the piano was off in the corner, mic'd in the corner, and I heard it like going down. I was like, wow, this is a solid piano player. I look over, it's a tiny little girl behind it, which was pretty cool to see.
And we get a lot of members of the Burning Man community as well come out.
That is true.
And the event was actually originally based on a lot of the Burning Man principles of immediacy and participation.
And
all volunteer based.
Trina can say a bit more about that because I believe she has been to Burning Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything, like a lot of the stuff that we get, I mean, as I said, Benj and I get most of the basics, but we have people donate sauces and jams, and we have people who, like I run the kitchen, but I don't actually have to cook most of the time. It's really wonderful. I have volunteers who come and offer to help out in everything from cleaning up to doing dishes to all of the various cooking tasks and like making sure that the tables are still stocked. It's really awesome. And I would not be able to run it all by myself. So it's great that I do have that kind of help.
All right. That was an excellent conversation we had with Trina, Shay, and Benj, the excellent hosts of Pancakes and Jam on West 2nd Ontario, happening every second Sunday, which you will have to look out for on Facebook. It's basically a communal event where people get together, jam to fantastic tunes played by local artists, and other people cook bacon and pancakes and everything else. I was there for a bit, and I cooked some French toast and egg in the hole, and it was excellent.
Is it egg in the hole? I thought it was it like
bird's nest?
Yeah, bird's nest.
Well, yeah, egg in the hole, bird's nest, you got tons of names for it, but I make them really well. I
guess bird's nest is kind of a little bit more morbid.
Right on. All right, so that is pretty much it for Discorder Radio's Fun Drive episode. For those of you just tuning in, this is the one week in the year, entire year, when CITR asks you to support your independent radio station that highlights excellent local artists here in Vancouver. The number to call us and support us is 604-822-8648, and you, my lucky listener, could be the one to help us break $17,000 here at CITR, because we are currently at $16,967.70, and our goal is $35,000. So if you're a rich billionaire in Russia listening to this, send in your Western Union money transfer to CITR for $35,000. But if you're not, skip that $5 Starbucks and donate to us, because we'd really appreciate it. We need the money. Let's exit this with some Pomp and Circumstance. This is a track by Polly off the excellent compilation by East Van Special Blend. JC Gibb, any last words?
Donate to Fundrive.
I love those last words. All right, Discorder Radio, signing out. Thing or two. Oh. Pop.
circumstance.